we will bring Katrina LeMay-Doan on right now because we are here for the Celebration of Sport Gala, which goes in just a couple hours here at WinSport. First of all, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you say a couple hours, but I think it's 2 o'clock. We're starting the VIP
starting right
reception
at 2 o'clock.
At 2:30,
so on the
hour.
Website, it said 3 o'clock is when
that's
the festivities start.
That's in an hour.
Oh, yeah, geez, it's 2 o'clock. I thought it was 1 o'clock. It's been a bad day, Katrina. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing well. Just running around like crazy. It just seems like between work and events and run around with kids, you know, it's 9:30, and all of a sudden I realize then I have my own ice time, and 11 o'clock comes around, and you think, okay, time to go to bed and start all over tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of people are nodding their heads going, yep, I know what you mean.
Well, tell me about today. What the Celebration of Sport Gala, I can talk about it, but I think it's a little bit more meaningful coming from you. Tell us about what today's all about.
Well, I mean, it's the last 2 years, this is the second year we've sort of revamped it, called it Celebration of Sport. It was formerly the Mayor's Sport Breakfast. And, you know, our focus is to give awards. And so we have the Business and Sport Award, and then we have the Sport Leadership Award, and Calgary Sport Tourism Authority has the Event Champion of the Year Award. So we're celebrating that, but we're celebrating sport in general. We're going to do a hot stove sit down with Erica Weeb. We had to move things around a little bit because she used to train at 4:30. So she sent me an email going, the schedule doesn't quite work, and I'm not going to be the one responsible for having an Olympic champion mispractice. So, you know, in the middle of the formal part, we're going to have a sit down, chat about what she's been up to, what she's going to be up to. So, you know, we're celebrating sport, grassroots sport, high performance sport, and it's fitting that we do it at a sport venue.
Now, there's going to be some pretty big, heavy-hitting names in the sports world here today. If I was taking a look at the guest list and said, there's some pretty big names coming today, hey?
Mm-hmm. Like you're looking at me.
I would say you're kind of involved, but
I mean, you know, we've tried to get as many athletes and sport people, but again, sport from every angle, whether it's a sport organization, whether it's athletes themselves, whether it's former athletes, a big variety of people. And we have a photo booth, which is awesome because Erica is going to have her medal. I have my medals. We have some Olympic torches, and we have background pictures of Calgary, of, you know, of WinSport. So just fun things, but a lot of mingling, networking. That's what this city is known for. Mm-hmm. A lot of business people are coming, so it's going to be good. You know, it's a celebration, and that's what we enjoy. And this year, because of the format of different food stations, WinSport always does an incredible job with the food and with hosting. And, you know, it's just going to be a chance for people to mingle more than ever before.
So you're the MC, correct?
Yes.
So you're in charge of everything today, hey?
Sure.
That's a lot of pressure on your
shoulders.
Can you
tell my boss that?
the proceeds from today, they're all going back to amateur sport in the city. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we do host All Sport One Day, All Sport One City, but we're also doing an event in November and looking forward to that. It's more of an education. We've asked our members about what they want, and they want more of an education side. So we're bringing in a speaker, an NBA speaker from the U.S. You know, he pretty much donates his time. He's also doing free basketball camps for kids at the Y. We're bringing him in, and we're going to have, we call it a provocative evening. And by that we mean, you know, speak what you want to speak about with sport. He talks about keeping kids involved in sport. Mm-hmm. And so then actually Duff Gibson and Cassie Campbell are going to come, and we're going to have a panel discussion with Bob Bigelow. So we're also, money's going towards that, and we're looking towards a sports summit. So from that evening event, what we want to do is we want to get more of these education evenings, and we want to ask the members, if we have a sports summit, what do you want there? What do you want to have talked about? What are the issues? And we're having the Petro-Canada Sport Leadership come here to Calgary early November. And that's, some stuff is for sort of the grassroots, but it's more high performance sport. So this is what we want to have for a summit in the next year and a half, is for grassroots, is for community coaches, because we know that they're pulled in 100 different directions, but what do they need to, you know, sort of grow themselves and be better coaches and be better administrators?
With Katrina LeMay-Doan, Tell us, for those unfamiliar with Sport Calgary, mm-hmm. what is Sport Calgary? What is your role at mm-hmm. Sport Calgary? What can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. I mean, it's sport, but there's a whole range. I mean, my title is Senior Director of Sport and Community Engagement. So that really encompasses everything. We liaise with sport organizations. We also deal with facilities, and we help facilities. We're working closely with the new Y with allocation, because as soon as a new facility opens up, people say, oh, we need the gym. Oh, we need the rink.
Right.
And they come to us saying, okay, how do we do this allocation? Because they're in a new position of actually having outside people come to their facility. So we deal with that. I'm doing a board governance and how to get on sport boards, sport and community boards next week in partnership with the Bow Valley College. So I'm hosting that webinar. So there's a lot of stuff that we do that also isn't just sport, but for sport organizations, one of their biggest struggles is governance and how to actually function properly. So that's another role that we have. I would say one of our biggest struggles is getting the word out. Most people say, go to our website. Well, don't go to our website because it's not good. I mean, we try to get as much information out there. But Evans Hunt, who's come on board as a sponsor, is presenting both of our awards today. They have come on board to sponsor a new website. So
it's a work in progress.
Oh my goodness. But it's, you know, we hope in the new year that's going to be going, and that's going to be great because, you know, Rob Kerr he's doing some podcasts. So that sort of stuff is going to be up on the website. We want to have little webinar things. We want to have everything engaging. So the issue probably we have had is how to spread word, and we've struggled at that because we don't have a good way of doing it on a website.
So that is something to look for in the new year then.
Yes, it'll be exciting. We want to get people engaged. We're on social media, and yes, we try to spread the word, and I'm out and about. Last week I was at the opening ceremony for the U15 Nationals, the soccer, mm-hmm. At different events, and that's great, but you can only do so much. We're only sort of 3.5 people in the office, so we are a small crew.
Well, and I won't keep you much longer because I know it's a busy day, and you are not a couple hours, in an hour, less than an hour now.
That's right.
My wonderful timekeeping skills. Just a final thought, because, here we are in almost November, so mm-hmm. we're about 4 months away from the 2018 Olympics, and you're going to have a role at mm-hmm. the 2018 Olympics. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about that.
We're actually 119 days.
119 days.
If you want to be specific.
I didn't screw that one up bad as much as I did with the hours.
The timing. Kids find it odd that because they say, so mommy, you walked away from a position of getting paid because you walked away from broadcasting. Yeah. And now you're not going to be on TV. That's right. And they look at me and they go, and you're happy about this? And I said, yes, I am. Because the role I've taken on, it's called lead athlete mentor. It actually replaces what used to be assistant chef de mission.
Okay.
So they just found that the assistant chef as a title was a cheerleader and didn't do anything, didn't engage with the athletes. So they approached me and they said, would you want to take on this role? And we've since brought on, we'll have 3 other mentors. So I oversee the mentors. I'm going to be in the village, in the athletes' lounge, there for them, for whatever they need, whether it's to yell at, to cry to vent, to talk up to. You know, we've been there. We understand the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be great. You know, just being a part of that team. I've been to 4 games as an athlete, 5 as a broadcaster, and this will be the first time I'm with the mission team. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be super busy, but it'll be great.
So 5 games on top of the 4 you went to as an athlete?
I did 5 as a broadcaster.
Jeez, you've done 9 games.
I'm really old.
That's impressive. And have you been to South Korea before?
You know what? I went. I was skated there 11 times.
Okay, you have skated there before.
Yeah,
okay.
And then I actually went to Pyeongchang 4 years ago for Special Olympics World Games. I was their honorary coach, and then I went in July for a site visit with the mission team.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Well, thank you very much for this. I know you got to get back and get ready for the top of the hour, a big event. Thank you very much for doing
my
this.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Katrina LeMay-Doan with us here at the Celebration of Sport Gala. Starts at 3 o'clock, and it's all with Sport Calgary, with all the proceeds going back to amateur sport in the city.